Ordinarily, celebrations of this solemnity, the solemnity of Pentecost, are given to celebrations of the church's birth. Just this morning, from my family on the East Coast, I've already received a few, probably a half dozen different little emails and texts with little graphics saying, Happy Birthday, Catholic Church. All well and good. And that is true. These homilies normally will focus on that, the notion of what it means to be church. We could talk a little bit about the efficacy of the sacraments through the power of the Holy Spirit, so manifest even certainly within the sacrifice of the Mass. But what I want to do this morning by way of this homily is I want to concentrate just a few moments on this first reading, this first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, which was our second reading. This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Very simple line, but loaded. And it's often overlooked because the rest of the passage is what gets most of the airtime. So here, Paul says to this community in Corinth, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And this, of course, I would like us to internalize and assimilate personally above all else. Because if we don't understand this correctly, we're not really going to understand our discipleship following the Lord Jesus in a way that really matters. So I'll present with you a little thought experiment where we can perhaps explain what this passage means. Simply, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So consider for a moment two brothers, they're about 50 years old, identical twins. DNA-wise, same. Grew up in the same house, same parents, same Catholic schools, played the same sports, in fact, were teammates, went to the same universities. Practically everything about them was the same. Except now, as adult life has taken full effect, one of them is a very devout Catholic. The other one, not so much. Now, both men acknowledge Jesus is God. Meaning to say, they acknowledge the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They may even believe in some sort of American civic religion, one nation under God, in God we trust, etc. They may believe in God generically. But the difference between the two men, brothers, identical twins, in fact, with practically the identical upbringings, and again, taking personalities and dispositions aside, because not identical twins are not the same in that way, but in terms of their faith lives, what's the difference? Both men acknowledge Jesus is God, but only one of them acknowledges him as Lord. Big difference. So the Holy Spirit that is given to us in baptism and given to these two men as infants is latent within both of them, one being actualized very greatly as in a very sanctified life. The other one lays dormant. It's not that one was more favored than the other. Both were given at baptism the capacity to both be saints. But only one is responding, the other not so much. So what crowds out the Holy Spirit from the brother who is not really practicing? Well, it could be sin. Anytime sin enters our lives, we negate the statement, Jesus is Lord. Because when we commit sin, we're not saying Jesus is Lord, we're saying I am Lord, and I reject God. Or there could be other priorities. The new religion, of course, is sports. The sports of the children, the sports of the grandchildren. Everything about Sunday Mass is arranged around what time's the game. Right? Sports dominates. It's the new religion in the United States. Such devotion and zeal for our sports. Such little devotion towards God. So it may not even be, and that, by the way, not in and of itself may not be sinful, but it's clearly a different priority. And so you see, the difference between The man who accepts Jesus as Lord and one who simply acknowledges him as God is very consequential. The Holy Spirit is constantly knocking on the door of each of our hearts so that we can truly say, He is Lord. Meaning, I live my life in accord with Jesus. I follow the Lord Jesus. Not on my own terms, by the way. Not as it suits me, not as it's convenient, not as I prefer, but as a humble and simple servant. I follow him as my Lord. And for the person who just simply acknowledges him as God, well, that's nice. It's a good start. Baptism's important. But it is not enough, because what is required on the back end of baptism is our response. And maybe you can see this play out in your own lives. Maybe you have friends that you grew up with, maybe going to church together. But look at the state now. They're just so distant from God. Their lives have gone a different path. The beauty, of course, of the Holy Spirit through the sacrament of penance is that you're really just one good confession away from veering back onto the right road. I mean, this is not a major job application or candidacy that you have to go through in order to return to the Father's house. But this is precisely where the Holy Spirit desires the most to act in our lives. And this is the difference between those who are saved and those who are not. Is, in fact, the Holy Spirit moving me not just to acknowledge Jesus is God in my mind, but to accept him as Lord in my heart, and therefore everything about my life is oriented on that simple reality. And this is precisely where I think today would be helpful for us to reflect upon in terms of the workings of the Spirit in our lives. In the places where Jesus is not yet Lord, this is the area of conversion. Where he is Lord, this needs to be fortified and strengthened, never taken for granted, and always placed before the Lord with humility, realizing that we are so contingent upon his grace. If it were not for his grace, none of us would even be here right now. So we pray today for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, yes, of course, upon the church. That is quite natural, and all the prayers you'll hear subsequently in this Mass will refer to that. But that, even to many people, can remain at an arm's length. The real question is whether or not the Holy Spirit is animating and vivifying our lives to really live a life truly in the Spirit. And that Holy Spirit has immense power, power to save souls. And this, of course, is what our Lord desires the most. May we be attentive to the workings of the Holy Spirit in all things, so that we can truly claim, as St. Paul did to the Corinthians, Jesus is Lord.